Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Yesterday was a 2-for-1 special in Hollywood in the absolute worst way. One day, two separations. The first news came from TMZ about Ariana Grande and her husband Dalton. Literally yesterday, I reported that Ari was at Wimbledon sporting a ringless left hand, and then the news dropped that she and her husband are supposedly separated.
We weren't surprised by that one, because when I asked you guys yesterday, like, what's a really legit reason to not be wearing your wedding ring out in public like that, I thought maybe, okay, maybe it's getting cleaned or something. You guys were like, nah. You stupid.
Also, I saw a picture. She went with her co-star, thank you, Jonathan Bailey from Wicked, and which is cool, you can be friends, but then I saw a picture of them together, like, for the fashion, and his arm was around her, which is not that weird.
How low was it?
It was like hip low, and it was curled around.
Ooh, but a little curl.
I could get past that. But the smile on her face. I don't, maybe she just doesn't smile in photos often and does the like pouty celeb stare. She looked like she was glowing and so dang happy. I have literally never seen Ariana Grande look this happy in a photo.
As much as I would love to get on board with the fact that these two would make an adorable couple, because I love Jonathan Bailey, he's gay. And
well, that's maybe she's just happy that she's free then.
we love a happy woman. And to be fair, if I was standing next to Jonathan Bailey, I would have a massive smile on my face too.
They just looked like they were having a genuine good time there at Wimbledon. Like the way he was, like there was videos of the two of them laughing, and it was really, really cute.
Can things really turn that quickly in a marriage in 2 years? I mean, because they weren't dating all that long beforehand, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, life comes at you fast, man.
Yeah. 2 years. Yeah. I guess maybe. Well, he's a celebrity, too. Yeah, whatever, 2 years.
Well, they were a quarantine couple, and so a lot of the rumors coming out about why they split is apparently he just couldn't handle the fame, which I thought was really interesting, because that's the exact same excuse that people gave Joe Alwyn for his split with Taylor Swift. And so people on Twitter are like, do these men not know who they're marrying? These are two of the most famous pop stars on the planet.
I think that guys think that they can handle a whole bunch more than they really can. So when you get into that situation and it's constant eyes on you and every rumor is starting that's really not true necessarily, I think you're like, oh, I'm better than that, man. This isn't going to bother me. Besides, I'm a celebrity too. And then when you get in it, that magnitude, I'm going to give them a little grace here. It might be more than they thought they signed up for.
That reminds me of that thread that's been going viral where women are asking their husbands, texting them like, hey, do you think you could land a plane with air control talking you through it if it were an emergency? And all the guys were like, yeah, that's fine. I'm a teacher for a living, but I could totally do that.
Right.
Which I love the confidence, but I think that speaks to your point. You're right. I think like it seems from the outside like we're in it together. And then when you're constantly chipped away at by the media, by fans, by people talking about you, by your significant other being gone or working or on set, that has to be such a hard relationship.
Yeah, wasn't it Charlie Puth that said to you and I, Mo, that like the human design is not built for this kind of input? So even if you're going online and seeing all these rumors about you that you know aren't true, it's still going to affect you. And the magnitude of the stars you guys are talking about is so big, that kind of input is impossible.
Yeah, he said something to the extent of like the human brain cannot withstand
stand the opinions of millions of people that you don't know. Like, that's not something you're supposed to have to deal with. And I think I would be one of those guys who thinks I could do that. Not a problem. Until you're in it, and I'm sure it's different being there.
Now, the other breakup was a little bit more shocking to me, even though there were some rumors the last couple of days.
Yeah, so I think it was it literally last week we were talking about Sofia Vergara and her husband. He had this quote-unquote cold happy birthday post, and I thought it was dumb. I was like, let the man just say happy birthday to his wife and move on. But she was also in Italy by herself, which I thought was a little bit suspicious. So we found out from Page Six that Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello are divorcing after 7 years.
Because his post to his dog was more affectionate on the dog's birthday than it was to his wife.
I thought that was the bigger clue right there, that in the past he said some really beautiful things about her in his posts about her on her birthday, and this was just a one-liner, Feliz cumpleaños, and that was it, man.
So they were divorced before the post. They didn't get divorced because of the post.
They're getting divorced.
Oh, okay.
And people have been, I think, on it now because they're
because
like...
Because of the Insta posts.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were last spotted in June. Somebody, I think it might have been Dumois, posted a photo of them. They were leaving some restaurant, and literally, you would have thought it was quarantine because they were like 6 feet apart, just walking down the street together, but not looking especially cozy.
Yeah, I feel bad for the two of them because they will never find anybody else, you know.
As hot as them?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, no, period. They're just going to be so lonely. I mean, look at them. Ew.
And imagine coming into, like, if you started dating Joe Manganiello and you're like, but he used to have Sofia Vergara. I would be so in my head about it. There's no freaking way.
For sure.
A country pop star stopped her concert to scold fans, and now they're big mad. We'll chat about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.